What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, excuse me. And I need to step back to Benjamin Netanyahu's presentation, because apparently there's some new information coming on out. A lot of people were looking at this story that Mossad was literally able to grab a warehouse full of files and drive them out of Iran to Israel overnight. And a lot of people were saying, I'm not sure I buy that one. So apparently the latest theory is, and this is coming from Ali Vaiz, the director of the Iran Project at the Crisis Group, is saying that everything that Netanyahu showed was already known to the IAEA, because Iran had turned it all over to the IAEA. And what it looks like Israel actually did was hack into the IAEA's computer network and start downloading and copying the files. And that may be why Netanyahu had to go to that thing about saying the originals are locked away someplace safe and these are just copies. Because it was obvious to everybody those were not documents from 2003. They were store-bought new. And so it looks like, well, it's a hoax. It's another hoax. It's another war-starting hoax, and that's all it is. Getting on back to the economic news here, remember Occupy Wall Street? They had a supporter, Robert Reich. He's now out there saying that Wall Street needs to occupy America to save our political system from President Trump. Now, this is getting dangerously close to the attempted coup d'etat by Wall Street bankers against Franklin Roosevelt, which came very close to succeeding were it not for the fact that they recruited Marine Corps Major General Smedley Butler to lead the military arm of it. And Smedley Butler basically went along, collected all the evidence he could, then he blew the whistle on them. So, very dangerous times. Iran recently announced it's dropping the U.S. dollar in foreign trade, just like Iraq did shortly before it was invaded by the U.S., or Libya planned to do before it was bombed by NATO-led allies. You're starting to see the pattern here. These wars are really all about propping up the U.S. dollar, dragging the world back to the Bretton Woods Agreement so that U.S. bankers can make money off of other people's commerce around the world. Now, as I mentioned this earlier in the show, but it's worth mentioning again, Venezuela is offering to sell India crude oil at a 30% discount as long as India uses Venezuela's blockchain technology-based currency, the Petro. And no response yet from India, but obviously a 30% discount on crude oil on that scale is going to be a powerful, powerful incentive. So just like the U.S. invaded Iraq for selling its oil in the euro, and just like the U.S. and NATO invaded Libya for selling Libya's oil for the gold dinar, we can expect there's going to be some ginned up excuse for a new war on Venezuela. Because that's really what's behind all of this stuff. Last week, over at Gazprom, the Russian state oil company, the deputy chairman, Alexander Medvedev, told Russian media that Gazprom is prepared to build yet another pipeline to Europe to complement the Nord Stream and the Nord Stream 2. Now, this would be a really good idea, because Europe needs the oil and gas, and Russia needs to bypass Ukraine, which has been helping itself to Russian oil and gas in transit to Europe. Washington, D.C. is out there saying that these pipelines are a danger. They're threatening to divide the West. A lot of politics involved with those pipelines here. Now, here's an interesting one. Remember the other day we were talking about Romania, and I said, you never know what's going to trigger that final uprising. Apparently, protesters in Thailand have staged one of the country's biggest demonstrations since the 2014 military coup. What set it off was a plan to put a luxury housing development on forested land. And that just set it off. Now, apparently, according to this article in Breitbart, the Department of Justice has filed charges against 11 alleged caravan migrants for illegal entry to the U.S. over this last weekend. 11. Out of how many? Remember, I was talking that we saw the video of these migrants climbing over that fence from Tijuana into San Diego. There were no National Guard there. Governor Jerry Brown said he was going to send the National Guard. It did not happen. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates. There we are. Meanwhile, some of these people from Central America are trying to apply for asylum, and they're running into yet another problem, and that is that the process, the U.S. system for deciding whether to give somebody asylum or not, is massively backlogged. And a good reason for that, of course, are all the refugees coming in from other parts of the world. But it's going to be a very long time before their case gets processed. Now, of course, the Democrats want these illegals to stay in the country while waiting for asylum. Same thing with the refugees. But we're already seeing over in Europe where some of these countries are now saying, yes, you can apply for asylum, but you're not allowed to come in until we grant it. We need that here as well. Now, apparently, a lot of these migrants and refugees are crossing the United States from bottom to top and going into Canada. And Canada is now seeking U.S. cooperation to turn back thousands of asylum seekers walking across the border. And what they want as a deal is that if they catch somebody coming across, we can just send them back, which you would think that would be the logical thing to do. The problem is that Canada's border is quite open compared to our southern border with Mexico, because they really haven't had that much of a problem with illegal immigration, but now it's starting to be. And so Canada may consider building a wall. Now, over in Europe, they held a poll asking everybody if the integration of the refugees was successful. And to nobody's surprise, the majority came on back and said no. In fact, in Sweden, it was 73%. The refugees are not integrating. This is not working out. It's all gone very badly. So there's a beginning of a pushback there as well. Greece once again is getting overwhelmed as illegals surge across the Turkish land border. Now, this is a very touchy issue, pardon me, because Turkey had originally made a promise that they were going to secure the border and in exchange for some other concessions. And apparently Turkey has now basically abandoned that. And they're saying basically... it's a repeat of 2015, which had 815,000 illegal migrants traverse the Aegean Sea on dangerous watercraft. And a big part of the problem is there's still an active people smuggling operation going on out there, along with these so-called rescue ships operated by pro-migration non-governmental organizations, some of which are funded by George Soros. And in the name of rescuing these refugees from the Mediterranean, they are picked up just offshore of the countries they are coming from, and they are ferried across the Mediterranean and into Europe, mostly into Italy. And from there, they go elsewhere. Let's take a phone call here from Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. About the Israeli intelligence on Iran, would you believe a U-Haul trailer full of microfiche? No. Would you believe a shopping cart full of magazines?
No, wouldn't believe that.
Okay, sorry. Just kind of doing the Get Smart thing for you, that's all.
Yeah, I know. I recognize the reference here. I love that show. It was very, very funny.
But yeah, I still prefer the Wile E. Coyote bomb graphic much better. That was a lot more fun.
That was a lot more fun, along with the nuclear duck. But again, if this new report is true, the Mossad did not, in fact, get into Iran. They simply hacked into the IAEA, copied off the documents Iran had had given the IAEA, and presented them as new and shocking proof that Iran has been lying.
Right. So, like, what do you think would be an optimal outcome for this, given that we don't want... You know, even if Israel said, oh, we're going to do unilateral strikes, they know that it was, you know, by extension, pull us in somewhere online. It's a mess. What do you think the optimal outcome is for this?
There is no optimal outcome. I'm afraid you're absolutely right. Last night, the Knesset voted to hand war-making authority to Prime Minister Netanyahu and the defense minister. And so Netanyahu can declare war on Iran without needing the vote of the Knesset. And we know it's coming. Netanyahu has always wanted to destroy Iran. He needs a distraction from his coming indictments for corruption and bribery. And yes, there is a formal written agreement between the U.S. government and Israel that the U.S. government will support Israel in any war that Israel finds itself in, even if Israel starts the war. So what we're looking at is Israel is going to attack Iran. Iran will probably counterattack. The Russians will come in on the Iranian side. The U.S. will come in on the Israeli side. And there we are, the start of war between the U.S. and Russia.
Yeah, I'm still thinking, hoping, praying for, I think, some sort of stand down, or maybe some, you often use the term, you know, I guess people, someone looking butch. The Israelis could end up maybe attacking something, or maybe Iranian resources in Syria, or something peripheral in Iran that Iran may be able to suck it up and refrain from starting said war, and yet Israel could come off looking butch and saving face somehow. That's what I'm thinking, you know, could happen. Or they may just stop their saber rattling altogether and back off for a bit, I'm hoping.
I'm not expecting to see that happen. As so many other callers have observed, the people who want Assad out, they're not giving up. They're going to keep on going. The only way this is going to stop is with the destruction of either Israel or the United States. And that's the only way it's going to come to an end. And it is utterly insane for our governments to be doing this. But I don't know. Maybe it's too many prescription antidepressants among politicians, because they don't seem to think very clearly.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That's crazy. I'm just really thinking, hoping and praying for a stand down. I know you, I think you've never seen you quite this, you know, disillusioned or dejected about a probable outcome with this type of thing, but I think there's hope for a stand down. Yeah, I would think. And anyway, but
a key point is Iran knows that there's going to be an invasion at some point soon. Right after Trump pulls out of the P5+1 deal. I mean, if you want an optimal outcome, Trump changes his mind and he keeps in the P5+1 deal. I don't think that's going to happen. Netanyahu basically forced the issue with his dog and pony show yesterday. But Iran knows that Israel wants war on Iran. It's going to happen sooner or later. And maybe Iran's attitude is, well, let's just get it over with now, you know, before the U.S. does take away their long range missiles.
Right, right. Hmm. Well, we've seen some a pleasant surprise, you know, beginning with North and South Korea and a potential ending of a 60-year war there. Perhaps God will favor us with a stand down on the Iranian thing too. I know you're an atheist, but I am not. I would just kind of plead for the unmerited favor of God to keep this from happening. All right, thank you, Mike. Take care. Bye bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot there, Glenn, here. And it really is insane. I don't think, I know Netanyahu will not back down. You know, he needs the state of war to keep his people under control. Going on back to that caller who had just come back from Israel, apparently the Israeli people are fed up with all this stuff as well. You know, left to themselves, most people get along with each other just fine. It's these leaders who come on out there with their dreams of glory and empire and history, and they're the cause of all the problems throughout history. Alrighty, now then, getting on back to immigration. Up in San Francisco, between the migrants, the illegal immigrants, and sadly, the homeless, San Francisco is in decay. And there are tent camps. There are people who are relieving themselves out side in the gutters and on the streets. There's trash all over. The city has a new interim mayor who said they've got to do something about it because part of San Francisco's income comes from tourism, and the tourists aren't happy about what they're seeing. Same thing that happened to Paris. Now, down in the Austin, Texas Police Department, there were 10 police cadets who have quit, and they've blown the whistle because their training seemed to include teaching the new cops to view the public as cockroaches they're at war with. And so they're blowing the whistle and claiming this type of mentality they encountered is not what they signed up for, and it's not representative of the greater Austin community. And whether this is coming out of that Israeli training, and some states are, or rather some cities are starting to cancel that. But Summer Spacek, who's a 38-year-old former tech employee who participated in 9 weeks of the 8-month academy last year, said instructors told her and other cadets they would punch them in the face if they said they wanted to be police officers to help people. Now, we know that police conduct in many parts of this country is out of control. They're out there stealing with the civil forfeiture laws. We keep hearing about cops who are themselves criminals. There was even a story that came down the other day where traffic cops are upset that people are starting to drive much more carefully because they can't write as many tickets and they're on quota systems. I thought the purpose of a traffic ticket was to encourage traffic safety. And here the traffic gets safer and they're still complaining. There's just no making these people happy. Now, fortunately, here in Hawaii, we're very lucky. We have a good police department that seems to have been able to avoid some of these corrupting influences. We had one incident of an unjustified shooting about a year and a half ago. But other than that, the police are polite, respectful. I remember the last time I got a speeding ticket, I wrote on the ticket, this officer was so polite, it was actually a joy to get this ticket. That's what we have here. Speaking of Hawaii, apparently Hawaii has become the 12th state to ban gay conversion therapy for minors. And it's basically a ban on licensed therapists performing conversion therapy on minors. It's expected that Governor David Ige will sign it into law. Now, this gay conversion therapy is predicated on this idea that it is a conscious choice to be gay. And a lot of gay activists like to promote this idea, saying, we choose to be this way and we're proud of it. Because when you say maybe there's some other factor involved, it's taken to mean that gays are somehow inferior or different. Now, personally, I think it's genetically mediated. And this gay conversion therapy has actually harmed a lot of people. We'll be right back after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And looking at the incoming email, there are a lot of people who are concerned that there's going to be some kind of a nasty false flag blamed on Iran to get the war fever back up. And so we just obviously need to be very careful. But again, to find out if you're being lied to, look for what should be there and isn't. And what isn't there is a reason for Iran to carry out any kind of an attack at this time. It just isn't. Iran does not want war. Russia really doesn't want war. China doesn't want war. It's the U.S. and Israel that is driving the war agenda. All right, let's talk about computers now here. Here's an interesting development. And it's being pitched as the follow-on to these in-home assistants that you talk to. And it's a prototype device called Alter Ego. It was created by MIT Media Lab graduate student Arnav Kapoor. And with this device, which is 3D printed, it looks like a skinny white banana attached to the side of his head. He can change TV channels, change the color of color-changing light bulbs, make moves on a chessboard, solve complicated arithmetic problems, and he apparently was on 60 Minutes a while back and ordered a pizza all without saying a word or lifting a finger. And it can be used to let people communicate silently and unobtrusively with each other as well. I mean, the first thing I thought when I saw this you know, what an amazing development for people who are paralyzed. And, you know, we had that ugly incident where there was a new polio vaccine that was given out, and it triggered an epidemic of non-polio specific paralysis or whatever they called it. So there are a lot of people with very limited amounts of mobility. A device that is able to basically read the mind and allow you to interact with your home, boy, that's a really good thing. I hope this kid gets a Nobel Prize. Over at WhatsApp, their CEO, Jan Koum, has called it quits. He basically tweeted on out that he is stepping down while Facebook is still involved in that user privacy scandal. So Koum has confirmed he's breaking his ties with WhatsApp and with Facebook, which owns Facebook. And the Washington Post is saying that he's also considering resigning from Facebook's board. I would say that's probably a good expectation. I think he wants to sort of get away before things really hit the fan over there. Facebook, meanwhile, has accidentally debuted their new hate speech triggering system, which asks users whether every post made on the website is hate speech. Well, you know what's going to happen. Anybody with an opinion, there's going to be somebody who thinks that's hate speech. We're so oversensitized to this idea of hate speech, people are just going to be pushing buttons like crazy. In the long run, I don't think this is going to work. I think it's going to turn people off from Facebook, because if they can't post on Facebook and get some degree of respect, they're going to go someplace else. If people are posting on Facebook and all their posts are labeled as hate speech when they're not really hate speech, yeah, they're going to go to other places. I think Facebook is in serious trouble now, having gone down this politically correct path. Now, we mentioned this before in relation to BMW, but apparently there is a much wider problem out there, and it has to do with the newer cars that are keyless. You have the little fob with the buttons that open and close the doors, and the fob, if the fob is inside the car, the start button on the car will work, and you will start the car and you will drive the car around, so forth and so on. But apparently, over on Amazon, you can actually buy a device that will fake being a fob, and you can use it to steal vehicles. And this is insane that anybody would sell something like this. I think it's insane that anybody would manufacture it in the first place. We're becoming a criminal society when Amazon literally is selling car thieves the tool to get into your new car in the space of 2 minutes. Completely bypass the alarm system, get the engine started, just drive on off. And you'll forgive me if car theft is a hot button issue for me right now. But the idea that anybody would, first of all, make this for sale, knowing what it's going to be used for, and that Amazon and other places, let's not just castigate Amazon, other online retailers are carrying this. And it's a big, big problem. And the police are saying that it's going to make the prevention of car theft much more difficult. It is. It's just truly insane. Now, me, I like keys. Call me old-fashioned. I like a key that you stick in the ignition switch and turn it. And yes, as we discovered on the Honda, those can be broken very, very easily. Fortunately, our somewhat newer car has better security than Honda does. Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
I sure would like to know if they don't do something by and by. The rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And here's the part of the show where we talk about human-caused global warming. Insert ominous music here. And there's an interesting article, a little bit of a confessional, if you will, out of Natural News, where the climate change hoax is starting to crumble as scientists admit their doom projections were totally wrong. Remember, snowfalls are a thing of the past. The Arctic will be ice-free. The oceans will rise and blah, blah, blah. And basically, what they're figuring out is their climate change models were inaccurate. And where they stopped being scientists is they started basically making up their forecasts from the computer models rather than going out into the real world and taking measurements to see what was actually happening. And now they're being forced to admit it because more and more people are saying, you guys keep talking about human-caused global warming. We just had another very heavy winter. It was snowing in New Jersey just last night. So what the global warming cultists are saying and what we're all seeing with our eyes are not matching up. It's another in a gigantic fraud perpetrated by those who want your money and your obedience. Humans are warming the earth. It's all your fault. The planet is doomed unless you pay carbon taxes. Anyway, little bit of a fun story. You've probably heard of the Tasmanian Devil. Certainly everybody who watched Warner Brothers cartoons remembers the Tasmanian Devil. A lot of people don't understand it's actually based on a real animal. And it, for a while, they've been thinking they had gone extinct because there was this population had this Tasmanian Devil illness. And it was this horrible facial cancer. And it killed over 80% of the species, according to the BBC. But they have found a group of healthy Tasmanian devils in a remote part of southwest Tasmania, which is the large island just south of Australia. Now, this, of course, is going to get the people interested in the thylacine all cranked up, saying, see, see, may not be extinct. The thylacine is another marsupial. It's known as the Tasmanian tiger, and it was thought to have gone extinct, I think, back in the 1930s. But a lot of people who live in the outback still insist that they see it from time to time. So, but, you know, animals do go extinct. We don't have any dinosaurs around here anymore. Good thing here. Now, over in Montana, the U.S. Is refusing to restore federal protections for grizzly bears in the Yellowstone area. This despite a court ruling that called into question the government's rationale for turning grizzly management over to states that are now planning public hunts for the animals. Now, Michael Crichton wrote a book about the climate hoax. It was called State of Fear. And in the middle of it, there is a character who shows up to talk about how badly mismanaged Yellowstone has been throughout its history. And there were no evil corporations that were there causing the damage. These were people who really intended the best, but they made mistake after mistake after mistake because they didn't really understand the dynamics of the living systems in the Yellowstone area. And it turns out that this was a transcription of a speech that Michael Crichton was giving to various environmental groups to say that this automatic assumption of allowing environmental groups or the government to come on in and manage lands, it doesn't always work on out. And Yellowstone is a good example of that. Because if you go to any national park, that's not nature. If you go to Yosemite, it's as carefully manicured as a golf course. When Yosemite was first discovered, the lower end of the river was all jammed up with trees and logs. All of that stuff got removed. So apparently in Montana, it's going to be legal to hunt grizzly bears again, which unfortunately is primarily going to be, I assume, trophy hunters because bear meat is not that palatable. Now, here's a huge embarrassment. Apparently, there's an art museum in the south of France that has, following an investigation, discovered that more than half of its art collection consists of fakes. And it's being described as a catastrophe for the region because apparently this museum was drawing a lot of people, a lot of tourism. And there's a lot of fraud out there in art, and you've got to be very, very careful. So this all took place in the town of Elne, just outside Perpignan, and it reopened its Etienne Tourist Museum, dedicated to the work of the local artist who was born in 1857 and died in 1922. But an art historian brought in to reorganize the museum following the recent acquisition of around 80 paintings found that nearly 60% of the collection was fake. And so it's caused quite a bit of turmoil. Now, for those of you who are interested in art, art originally began as something symbolic, cave paintings, And over the years, it became more and more representational. And then, of course, photography came along and spoiled it all for the portrait artists. And so art became surrealist or representational or pointillist. But it is amazing what some of these artworks will actually sell for at auction. And so there's a very powerful motive for fraud. And the fraudsters can be very clever. If you remember Odette Galland and the fakes that he perpetrated on museums, they passed an initial muster. And it wasn't until one of the others was declared fake that people went back and took a look and said, oh, yeah, we should have been looking a little more closely. All right. Now then, over in Flint, Michigan, there was this whistleblower, Leanne Walters, and she was the one who went public when she noticed that she and her children began having troubling health problems in the spring of 2014. Her three-year-old twins kept breaking out in strange burning rashes after their bath, and she and her daughters started losing clumps of hair in the shower. Her 14-year-old son was hospitalized several times for severe abdominal pains. At one point, Leanne Walters' eyelashes fell out. Well, they investigated, and finally, months later, after the water from the kitchen sink started running brown, that they made the connection. Now, most of us have heard about Flint, Michigan's lead-contaminated water debacle. The city of Flint, Michigan, which, by the way, buys bottled water for its own staff, decided to save money by unhooking from another safe water system and just pumping from the Flint River. And the Flint River is highly acid and corrosive. And what they should have been doing was adding special chemicals to the water to prevent this corrosive water from leaching the lead out of the water mains. And they didn't do that to save a few bucks. Now, of course, they've got a huge problem. They've got a lot of very sick people in Flint, Michigan. They've got a destroyed water system that has to be replaced at some point. And, of course, we're starting to understand these problems are existing in many cities across the United States. Aaron Brockovich apparently started a project to catalog cities where the water out of the tap is not safe to drink, and she's finding some alarming numbers. And it's another example of what I'm talking about when I say that because of the cost of the war, wars, plural, our nation is being allowed to decay. And it's not just cosmetic like cracks in the pavement. It's about the tap water becoming unhealthy to drink. This government is not taking care of the American people, not by any stretch of the imagination. Now, if you're concerned about your drinking water, and probably you ought to be, you can go on out to eBay and you can get a water test kit. It's a one-time kit. It costs about $30, and it tests for several things. Lead, microbial activity, I forget the rest. Water hardness, there are about four or five different things in there. You basically just follow the instructions on the outside of the package, and you will be able to determine what your water is like. Now, we here in Hawaii, at least where we live, we're very lucky. Our water is very safe to drink coming out of the tap. It's very hard, which of course makes sense when you realize it's getting sucked out from the inside of an extinct volcano. But outside of the hardness issue, we have very good drinking water here right out of the tap. So something that you may want to know. Okay, I want to go on back and recap the situation with Benjamin Netanyahu, his accusations against Iran, because, you know, already the egg timer is running out on this one. Netanyahu got on TV yesterday and came on out with all these brand new notebooks and all these bright, shiny, rainbowy CDs saying that this was a stash of nuclear weapons documents stolen from inside Iran by the Mossad. And trucked over the border into Israel in the space of a single night. A brilliant intelligence coup. That's already in doubt. As it has turned on out, everything that Netanyahu showed was already known to the IAEA. In fact, the latest development, which happened during the show, is they're starting to doubt Israel's story of finding this unguarded warehouse and simply emptying it in the middle of the night. And they're starting to think that what Israel did, what Netanyahu's government did, was hack into the computers of the IAEA and simply download all the documents Iran had given to them as part of the run-up to the P5+1 agreement. So, again, Netanyahu lied, plain and simple. He's trying to start a war. Trump, unfortunately, is fully on board because it proves he was 100% right about Iran. So we're going to be at war in Iran. And how it's going to be fought, I really do not know. But I am very concerned, obviously, that the U.S. is committed to come into the war on Israel's side. And Russia is committed to coming into the war on Iran's side, possibly China as well. So this could be it. This could be the start of the big war. Had lots and lots of little wars. Here a war, there a war, everywhere a war, war, E-I-E-I-O. And if you look back at big mistake number two, it was the same there. You had all these little battles going on. There was, Germany in Europe. There was Japan in Manchuria. There were also down in the Philippines. There were all these little wars. And then all of a sudden, there was Pearl Harbor, boom, and everybody said, oh, it's a world war. And fighting broke out everywhere. And I'm afraid that is what's going to happen here, that if we get into a war in Iran, that'll kick off. Well, we know Kiev is getting ready to uncork on the Donbass. We know that Israel will probably use the distraction of a war in Iran to try and fortify its position in the Golan Heights, as well as further abusing those poor Palestinians. In fact, there's even talk now of, again, of a renewed Israeli invasion of Lebanon, aided by Saudi Arabia, which wants to project its power from inside Yemen up into Lebanon. So the whole region is basically falling into a war. And it's going to be a bad war, and the risk of it going global is very high and very real, and the risk of it going nuclear is very real as well, and we all need to be ready. Now, as I've mentioned many times before on the show, if you are not a prepper yet, you need to start. And being a prepper is not just buying a bunch of stuff and sticking in the closet and saying, it'll be here when I need it. Whatever equipment you buy, you need to work with, you need to learn it, you need to train it. If it's radio, whatever. You might want to look at going online for what are called potassium iodate pills, which are pills designed to limit the amount of radioactive contamination that you take in through your thyroid. When Chernobyl blew, or when Fukushima blew, that was the medication the governments were handing to all the people. It's called potassium iodate. Storable foods, storable water. If you can get them, extra vials of your prescription medications. And just think about an escape plan. You need to evaluate where you live. Are you close to a military base? Are you close to a strategic target? Obviously, we are. I look out over Pearl Harbor here. And if you're way out in the boonies and rural area, then you don't have to worry about explosions, but you might have to worry about radioactive contamination. That's why it's also good to have a nice water filter that will basically clean out all the particulates. Anyway, we're going to take a phone call. Jeff in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, you got the greatest show going. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Yesterday, I probably
took a beating. I know Steve called in and said I had some wacky ideas about America-centric and, re-indigenizing the country. But I want to ask you something. You know, I'm on board with everybody that the Jewish banking cartel and their WASP puppets are dangerously close to causing World War III. I want to, you know, I firmly believe, because I've read the Jim Garrison book, I've studied the Kennedy thing, that the Jews were central in the assassination. They were in the shadows, okay. But
they were one of the players. They were one of the players. They were angered over John F. Kennedy's refusal to allow Israel to obtain nuclear weapons.
Yes, sir. But they played the central role in the cover up with CBS, ABC, NBC, and with their diversionist JFK researchers. Look at all the Jews that basically diverted away from their role in it. But what I wanted to ask you is that in August of 2014, to show the power of the Jewish press, which I think CNN, Fox News, all of them are under that. In August of 2014, what was going on in Israel? They were bombing all the Palestinians. They killed about 2,000 of them. They destroyed about 20,000 homes. They had to divert away from that because the world was turning against them angrily, and so they started Ferguson. Now, I'm the
only
guy.
Okay, Jeff, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
America, welcome back to our show. Last segment of the program today, we're talking with Jeff in Georgia. And Jeff, you just want to pick up where you left off?
Yes, I wanted to get your take. I think Ferguson was a diversion from what was going on in Israel. And it shows you the power that they own. They own the people, because just like Oswald is in our history books, that he killed Kennedy. It was a coup. That should be in our history books. Ferguson is another example And I want to get your take on that, because I'm the only guy I know that ever said that. It was a diversion from what was going on in the Middle East, and it shows you their power they have the pulpit because they own the press. They own 96% of it. They're trying to rob our other, the remaining 4%. And, you know, Michael, I'd like to get your take on the Ferguson thing. Was it connected as a diversion to what was going on in Palestine?
No, I think it was more a case of Israel took advantage of what was going on in Ferguson, knowing the media would be focused on that to start what they were doing in Palestine. They were seizing an opportunity rather than manufacturing one. The one issue I have with your presentation is that you're focused almost exclusively on Israel, where you're not seeing that there are other parties at work. And let's take the John F. Kennedy assassination, for example. There were a lot of people who wanted Kennedy gone. You had the Federal Reserve, because Kennedy had issued a new value-based currency that wasn't loaned by the Federal Reserve at interest. You had the Texas oil billionaires who were angry with them over the oil depletion allowance. You had organized crime, which felt double-crossed by Robert Kennedy's work at the as the Attorney General. They were all players. I keep telling you, wars and assassinations never happen for just one reason or one operative.
Are you aware that there's several books about the mob? They were ruled by Jews. The Jewish powers, the Hyman Larners and the Meyer Lansky's, were not in the Italian. I'm talking about New Orleans, Chicago, Florida, even Dallas. They were all under Lansky or Larner or others. And this is known, but the Federal Reserve certainly is run by Jewish interest. And Permandex was a Jewish-controlled operation. And Edwards Clay Shaw, they and also JFK, LBJ, look at all, he could have been called our third Jewish president because he did everything for them.
Including the attack on the USS Liberty. Yeah. Jeff, I have one criticism for you, and that is that you seem too obsessed about Jewish criminals. And yes, they're a reality and they exist. But you do seem a little obsessed about, you know, looking at just that and not other issues. And it sort of undermines your credibility.
Well, okay, but I also go after WASP, so you got to give me that much credit.
Well, I didn't hear you going after them more than mention this time. Anyway, Jeff, I got to let you go. There's the music.
Right,
it's time for
you.
Us to end this program. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here and share it with everybody that you know. Use email, use face-to-face contact. Forget about social media. It's useless now. Okay? But we need to make it our task to educate all the people as to just how dangerous this war is, so that all the people will stand up and say no more. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.